Movement 6, Discerning of Spirits. Why do we call it the Holy Spirit? Why do we bother to make the distinction between this particular spirit, God's spirit, by giving it the label holy? Holy being in quotes. By implication, doesn't this suggest that there are other spirits at play in the world which might be labeled something other than holy? Look around you. Listen to how people are speaking to each other. Observe the deep, profound divides among those calling themselves Christians this past week. Notice some of the words of divisiveness and vitriol that have become part of the discourse among those that we expect to have the highest of moral character, the most vision, the most connection to the people they claim to represent. Do you really think that what you're experiencing this week is without a spiritual component? Quote, "For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places." End quote. So goes Ephesians 6, verse 12. Our struggle against the world forces of darkness. You may be having interactions this week, today, tomorrow. These could be with family members, friends, colleagues, strangers. And these conversations may be going in some strange directions, with some of them you might feel a wedge being driven between you with your interactions. Perhaps we will recognize, as we have these interactions, as we wade through this just thick air, this soup of anger and indignance, perhaps we will recognize that there are forces beyond the visible at play here. If you don't feel quite yourself, and others don't seem quite like themselves, you might be right. This morning, throughout your day today, may you and I be attuned to the spiritual realities behind the physical, undergirding what we're seeing and hearing. As we interact with those around us, may we be in prayer, accompanied by the Holy Spirit of God, that the false spirits of fear, indifference, unrighteous anger, ego, we could go on, but these things would be exposed for what they are. There's a spiritual component to these things. May our words and actions run contrary to these false spirits, these false spiritual influences, and thus to shine the light of God's truth upon what is really going on. May it be so. Grace and peace to you.